Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Your Pleasure Show. This is Ellen, your host for the evening, and tonight I am extremely excited that I have as a guest a wonderful person. Her name is Maya Ife, and Maya is actually a tantric goddess. Maya is a healer, a designer, a minister, a philosopher, an artist, a creative director, and that's just in her professional time. She was born in New Jersey, but she was raised in Brooklyn, and she is a woman who has taken her interest to expand into science about the conspicuous discovery of our subliminal programming, and she is fascinated with the creative genius and the mind, its dual subjective-objective views, its sensitivities. And in all of her training, she has found herself as an artist of tantric love. Now, for any of those of you who don't know what tantra is, it's a living art, and it's shrouded in confusion and myth. Many people have heard about tantric sex in particular, but the details all seem kind of fuzzy. So tonight, I am hoping that between me and Maya, and maybe my good questions and her good answers, we will get a clarification of what tantra is. So before I actually introduce Maya into the show, I want to encourage anyone who has a good question for us to please call into the show tonight, 1-877-296-0345. For the first three people who do call in, even if we don't get to your questions, my producer will take your information and I will send you a copy of my book, Don't Do It in the Dark. Also, if you would like to find many of the products that we will talk about, please visit my website, www.yourpleasure.com, where you'll find massage oils and a Tantra DVD, a massage glove or a massage mitt, Treasure of the Sea bath crystals. All of these products help you to become quiet and calm and centered. And I really think that if you want to enjoy the true essence of who you are, you need to slow the mind down, become one with yourself, calm within yourself, and then you'll be able to share that essence with someone who is deserving of your love. So having said that, I would like to introduce my guest for this evening are Maya Ife from New York City. Are you there, Maya?
Hi, I am here. How are you?
Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am just so, so excited having you here.
Thank you. Yes, me too. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you. you know, so many people don't understand what Tantra is, and I was kind of hoping that maybe you could give us an overall view. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then tell us a little bit about Tantra, and then we'll go from there.
Wonderful.
Okay?
All right, great. Well, I am the founder of the Temple Tower Society, and basically we want to help people to be sensually well, which we see as kind of what is at the root of what's troubling the human family right now. So in the Tantra context, Tantra is love as a skill, basically. It's really hard to define Tantra, but it teaches to express love intelligently. using science and art, and giving and receiving with grace. So basically, that's what Tantra is. So even if you're not from the background or you don't know the jargon, everyone has access to this. You know, Tantra is just one way of calling it. But that's basically what it is.
Now, are there any special skills or disciplines necessary to know so that one can develop in becoming a tantric lover?
Oh, absolutely. Well, one way is to first go within. The best way that you can, you know, provide for your lover, provide a great experience, really connect and expand your ability to, you know, enjoy the experience that you're having, you should spend time in reflection, spend some quiet time, time being kind to yourself. Just little things like that start to make you feel a little more comfortable in your own skin.
Yes,
and feeling your feelings. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So you get to actually locate yourself, yeah.
I always recommend this one particular product. It's called Treasure of the Sea, and it's bath crystals by Kama Sutra. And if you take a scoop of that and you put it in the bathtub water and sit in that water for about, say, 10, 15 minutes, it takes the tension out of your bodies, it pulls the impurities out of your skin, and seriously, you could have gone in there PMSing and come out like a completely different person. Because people don't realize how much energy it takes to be tense and stressed. And, and if you're tense and stressed, how can you really relate honestly and focus on the other when you're scattered all over the place? So
absolutely.
I really think that relaxation is a key to really connecting with another person.
Yeah, absolutely. And then also taking responsibility for your own happiness. Often people are relying on their mate to make them happy, and they're not really cultivating themselves. You know, do what pleases you. Run yourself a hot bath, like you're saying. You know, and have a, and you know, because it has a similar effect as if someone else did it. You know, the way you would feel if someone did that for you. There's something in you that responds that way.
Right.
And that is the energy you need to recharge. That's the energy you need to live your dreams or do whatever task is, you know, is at hand.
Yes, yes. I think that that's one of the most important things. You really hit the nail on the head. Responsibility for oneself. I mean, it is a lovely thing if you have a partner who is loving and nurturing and would run the bath for you. But if you don't have a partner, or if your partner just doesn't seem to, you know, be in that way, he or she just doesn't think in terms of nurturing the relationship, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't nurture yourself. You know, you know what I'm saying? We need to take that time to take, to just de-stress, to take out the stress from our bodies so that we can really love ourselves first, and then by loving ourselves be able to love someone else.
Exactly.
Right? Would you agree?
Yeah. It's a facilitator, because you become magnetic when you spend that kind of time. Imagine the effect of your mate coming in and seeing you've run yourself a lovely bath. There's candles lit. And you just, you know, it shows your mate what, where are you coming from? What pleases you? What moves you? What relaxes you? It sets an example, and it starts to resonate. You know, it doesn't even have to be a point you're trying to make. It's just, it has a gravity of its own.
Right.
You know?
Now, do you think there's any particular age that's best to start a tantra process, or is it?
Oh, that's a good question. Oh, that's brilliant. Yeah, no, because Tantra is a way of life. It's about love as a skill. It can be applied to any relationship. You know, it's a tool. It's all how you use the tool. So you can skillfully and gracefully relate to your children or your mate or yourself or your best friend. So, no, there's no age cutoff. But, you know, you use common sense in terms of which practices may be appropriate for which ages, like some of the more complex sexual practices would not be appropriate for children, you know, of a certain age, you know, but generally speaking, tantric philosophy and tantric yoga meditation, breathing techniques, thinking processes are totally appropriate for everyone at every age.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, let me you. In our society, which is brainwashed into seeing sex as a thrusting marathon,
right.
What do you believe is the best approach to introducing tantric practices into a relationship? Do you suggest that a couple maybe reads a book or goes to somebody like yourself or watches a DVD?
Yeah.
I mean, should there be a conversation first, and how should that conversation unfold so that the other person doesn't feel as if they're being judged as being inadequate? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, gee, what we're doing isn't quite doing it for me, so can we try something else? So how would you recommend that people include or add tantric into their skills and into their lovemaking life?
Well, I think it should depend on the person. If you are a more social, interactive person, more experimental, you might want to see a practitioner, okay, with your spouse. Another thing you might want to do, depending on what you're into, you might want to get a video. You
right.
should definitely think about what works for you, what makes you comfortable, what makes you absolutely comfortable, because you don't need to feel any kind of self-consciousness. If seeing a practitioner would make you feel that way, that's not necessary to begin.
Okay.
You know, so, you know, they can provide you, obviously, with a lot of guidance, but there's a lot to be said, you know, for what you can do for yourself.
Okay.
Another way maybe you might want to approach the conversation is by doing, you know, you might want to do a little looking into tantric philosophy and then apply some of those more universal components to your life. You know, for instance, if you wanted to eat tantrically, you could say, honey, you know, I've heard about this tantra. I want to try some tantric philosophy. How about we eat tantrically? We have a feast of the senses. And we can have a selection of fruits, a selection of cheeses or meats or whatever pleases you. Just to give your senses a variety of experiences. You could turn it into a family event, and you can turn it into a sensual profit event.
Right.
So, you know, it's very flexible. It's all about doing it with consciousness, appreciating
right.
all the data that your senses are collecting, appreciating those flavors, those tones, you know, salt, the sugar, all of that's tantric. That's applying it in the moment, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's being sensual.
Okay.
You know, so these are some ways they could introduce it and then maybe stair-step, you know, their way into more intense experiences.
Right. Now, I heard that in Tantra, setting a sensual atmosphere is very, very important, and that
mm-hmm.
some couples actually create an altar with incense and flowers and candles, and in this atmosphere,
right.
it makes the entire relationship between them is enhanced because
right.
they are in an atmosphere where they're there to give. And when they use oils or whatever, it's good to have anything necessary right there for them.
That's
so
right.
it's not running around and finding things. So it's a little bit of preparation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. It's all about the journey. It's all about the ceremony, the creativity involved. All of that engages you. You know,
right.
all of that brings you into that moment so that you can be fully available to all of the pleasure, all of the love that's there
right.
in that moment. You know, you're not distracted with anything else. So, yeah, the atmosphere is totally important, especially since we're taking in, you know, so much information through our senses. We need our eyes to be completely captivated, completely
right.
inspired by what it's seeing. We need our ears to be inspired, you know, and in sync with what we're seeing. We need
right.
the smells. We need to engage all of our senses to be there completely
right.
in that
right.
moment to get all of the full experience.
So it really is
Absolutely.
Very, very important to be relaxed. That, I would have to say,
yes.
is sort of ground zero for a tantric
yes.
experience, is that
yes, indeed.
The tension is gone. Now, let me ask you, any time I have ever seen anything that has to do with Tantra, the movements are very, very gentle, and there's not
mm-hmm.
a lot of movements at all. I mean, there's
mm-hmm.
a female superior position where she straddles him over his pelvis, and the two of them are looking at each other, and you wouldn't even know that he's inside of her. If he is inside of her, which I think that he is inside of her, so many people would wonder, well, how is any kind of real stimulation going on there when they're hardly moving? So do you think that it's the physical act itself, or is it a combination of the sexual energy running through the body? Because there's those seven chakras
that
are most definitely part of this experience. So is the tantric approach to making love an incorporation of those chakras?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we really can't separate ourselves from the chakras. It is the energy system. It's anatomy, you know, just like the circulatory system. You know, we can't be separate from it and be alive simultaneously, you know. So definitely. And that's that bringing all of your senses and all of your, you know, awareness to that moment is what really allows you to connect chakra to chakra, energy system to energy system. And you feel the increase. You feel the expansion. So even though you're not physically moving, the energy is moving. You're having so much more of an experience. It's not the body is just a container you're using. It's just, you know, the hardware.
Right.
You know,
right.
The real magic is completely invisible.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Absolutely. Now, because it's not necessary to ejaculate for an orgasm, do you think that tantric approaches to making love help a man extend his orgasm?
Definitely, because of the breathing and how breathing affects our thinking and our functioning. Tantra is very specific about how you should breathe in order to have certain experiences, in order to guide your energy and direct your energy and influence the flow of your partner's energy. So it's very important to be present with your breath. You know, when you're doing that, that does definitely change what you feel when you're experiencing the orgasm, the layers, the depths, you know, and it's very mysterious. You know, when you're experiencing it, it's one of those things where this is why I love Tantra mostly, is because it requires you to find the truth yourself. It is not telling you the truth. Tantra is telling you how to find it on your own. That is why I love Tantra. It's not, it's so not pushy. You know what I mean? And I feel like that is how it should be, you know? So if you want to really have a full, expansive spiritual orgasm that affects you on a physical level, you know, that breathing is totally connected to that. Like, that is the key. That is the door.
Right. You know, a lot of men don't seem to realize that they are potentially multi-orgasmic, but men don't realize that when there's an expulsion of fluid, that is an unnecessary loss of energy for them. And by keeping the semen in the body, they can have multi-orgasmic waves. And when the waves that cause the ejaculation can be controlled by relaxation and breathing. So this gives all the pleasure without the energy loss. Separating ejaculation from orgasm is one of the more difficult parts of tantric sex, I would guess. So that
Many
may not even want to spend the time learning, but I think that for anybody who takes the time, it is definitely well worth the effort. Because if you can have 10 of those bad boys in a row as opposed to one, why wouldn't you want 10? And then rejuvenated afterwards as opposed to exhausted or ready to just roll over and go to sleep.
Absolutely right. You know, and it's about, like, in terms of taking the time, it's about appreciating the divine feminine aspects. That requires you to take your time. It requires you to respect the process, to think more toward the journey as opposed to the goal, you know, and rushing past your experience. You know, that's why the Temple Tower has come up with the idea of sensual wellness, because the ego is acting on behalf of spirit. It's acting on behalf of the spirit. So, you know, those masculine and feminine aspects are learning to work in conjunction, because really it's to your benefit to take the time.
Yes.
You know, if you're trying to get, you know, the golden goose, you know what I mean, then you want to take your time and do it as an artist.
Yes.
Do think of it as a scientist and really think about, you know, being effective in sensuality being an enlightening experience, something that gives to you and it doesn't end when you finish having sex.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like, well, like you said earlier, a lifestyle. It's not just that moment in the bedroom.
Right. I really believe that ecstasy is our birthright. And when you incorporate sensual tantric practices into your lovemaking, you become emotionally and spiritually closer to your lover and to your essence. You know,
absolutely.
Sexual ecstasy happens when the body, heart, and soul are aflame with vibrant energy. And
absolutely.
A relaxed body, the heart is open to trust, with a peaceful mind, they all help consciousness expand all the way to ecstasy. And I know
that's
one way to get there. Absolutely.
Yes,
now,
absolutely.
I was reading something about a basic tantric position called Yab Yum.
Yes.
You ever heard of
that? Yes, I have. That's when the man is sitting in a lotus position as Shiva, the divine masculine, and the Shakti, the goddess, is sitting on him similarly.
Okay.
Facing him.
Okay.
And, you know, he's cradling her, basically, and it's a union position. It's about union. It's the height of the definition of Tantra and the definition of life, you know, that union of opposites producing everything we know as reality.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's about reuniting that aspect in the moment, the little micro moment
Nice. Now, there's another position I hold, I also heard, I think it's a male superior position called Uttana. The woman's legs
Uttana.
Are over his shoulders.
Yes.
But there's no rushing for that either. I mean, isn't it more of a gentle? I mean, I know people have done it, but when most Americans do the position where her legs are over his shoulders, it's more of a thrusting kind of a thing. So how can?
Right.
Yeah, but how can he keep from going to those old habits? I mean,
Yeah, well, that takes practice. I don't really see a way around repetition. That's what practitioners are for. That's what
right.
they're for. It's for the practice. It's for the repetition. It's to remind you of the ABCs, remind you of the 1-2-3s, because, of course, you could do this. This is in us. This is in us all, you know. All you have to do is tune in. But we're so busy. There's so much to process.
Yeah.
That's what the practitioner is for, to help you repeat, repeat, repeat until you can fly on your own, just like riding a bike, you know. So there's really no way around working to get what you want. That's the
right.
whole purpose of enjoying the process, because you're not going to get around the process. And that's something that's been, you know, like a point of contention between men and women. You know, we want the process. We want the ceremony. They don't want the ceremony. Or maybe they have trouble understanding how it benefits them.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that's a very important element to reconcile.
Now, we only have about 6 minutes left to this show, and I want everyone to know about your service in New York, or how they can reach you and how they can access your website if you have one. So
Absolutely.
Tell us about that, please.
Okay, well, you can reach us at www.templetower.org, just spelled just like it sounds, all one word, templetower.org. And right now our current services are based on the sensual wellness theory, We do designer relationship building, which is a sort of counseling and kind of coaching to get your relationship where you want to, help you identify the trouble spots truthfully, you know, not just according to your ego's interpretation, but seeing things really as they are, and you know, working on solution building. So that's the designer relationships. Then we also have the henna. That is an art service that I provide to women, you know, who just want to beautify themselves to bring out the goddess in them, and also for ceremonies to celebrate weddings and rites of passage and things of that nature. And as well, we have the wellness component, which is mobile. We're anywhere you are, and we also have an office at 32nd Street, East 32nd Street and Park Avenue in New York City. So, yeah, you can get to us. We offer Divine Touch, which is a massage therapy, tantric massage therapy, which teaches you how to receive. And then there's one for couples that where you can both kind of exchange and create that synergy with each other of giving and receiving, learning how to allow your mate to love you and learning how to love your mate, you
right.
know, through wellness.
Do they get homework?
They definitely get homework. You know, and the homework is diverse and always tailored to the person or to the couple. You
right.
know, so it's very, very much thought of as an art and a science.
Today is December 12th, 2012, and today is a very unique day, and I think it's the beginning of opening of consciousness on many, many different levels. And I'm hoping that so many more people will start to rethink their sexual lives and their sexual relationships, and that they will include some of the principles and the disciplines of tantric love, because
yes.
I think that when you really want to do something of quality, it takes time, it takes commitment.
Absolutely.
And I think that with the help of tantra and the guidance of those principles and the tools that tantra gives you, that you can not only learn to love your partner, you can learn to love yourself. And I think that's where
yes.
it all begins. Loving yourself is just the most important thing. Now, I want to ask you one more thing before I forget, because we only have 2 minutes.
Sure.
Just, if you don't have a partner, is there anything that you can do on a daily or a weekly basis to develop that? I mean, would you just say it's the relaxation or meditation or masturbation? Is there any you know, particular practices that a person can do to nurture that loving essence inside of them?
Well, yeah, as I said before, you definitely want to spend some reflective time. Reflective time gives rise to, you know, you see the pattern. You start to understand things. You come up with creative solutions for things. And so, you know, you might also want to think of taking yourself out. Take a class. Do something nice for yourself. The bath is great. Cook yourself a wonderful dinner. Design it on the plate. These are things you can do to kind of bring your attention to the moment. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy your life. Don't wait for a witness to your life.
Right.
Don't wait for an audience to your life. Be your own audience. Be the creator and the viewer, like an artist, you know, simultaneously. Be there with yourself. Don't wait for somebody to witness you before you start feeling like you're alive and you matter.
Right,
you
yeah.
know, so these are some of the things. And definitely masturbation, oh, definitely, with love. With love.
Right.
You know, set up the atmosphere. Put on the music. Go all out. Go all
right.
out. Make an evening of it.
Right, right.
That's what I recommend, things like that. Things like that, artistic endeavors, yeah.
I am so grateful and so happy that you have joined me today for this conversation. And I am sure that that when this message reaches the people who will listen to it, that they will take a second look at their sensual and sexual lives and make better choices so that they understand that love begins with the self. I want to thank you so much, for coming on the show, and I hope that we can do this again.
Thank you. Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay. Thank you all for listening. That's